Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Kirloskar Furus Industries Limited, hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Muskan. A warm welcome, everyone, to the third quarter results call of Kirloskar Furus Industries. We have the senior management team from Kirloskar Furus, represented by Mr. R.V. Gumaste, the Managing Director, and Mr. R.S. Sreevatsan, the ED Finance and the CFO. So I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Sreevatsan for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Pallav. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for the interest shown in Kirloskar Furus Industries Limited. The results are with you for some time, and the quantitative details and everything has been uploaded. The quarter remained a bit flattish, with 968 crores of the sales turnover compared to 880 crores of the Q2. The sales realization of pig iron at 42,000, a drop of around 2,000 rupees per ton of Q2, and the castings realization remained at 124,000 as against 126,000. EBITDA standalone at 127 crores, a percentage to sales of 13%, and PBT of 70 crores, a percentage to sales of 7%. PAT of 52 crores, percentage to sales of 5.3%. The CapEx program is going as per the plan. Pulverized coal injection is getting completed in this quarter. The long-term loans are at a control at around 800 crores for the quarter. With this, I think I will hand over to Mr. Gumaste for any other remarks to make.
Thank you, Sreevatsan. I think, as Mr. Sreevatsan has already informed, I think more flattish in this quarter. We have grown in volume in pig iron compared to last quarter, but we have gone down marginally compared to third quarter last year to this year on pig iron. Castings, a couple of quarters we are affected because of the drop in the demand for castings, mainly coming from the tractor industry. And we are running all the three blast furnaces normal, and the total liquid metal production can be for a quarter can go now to 165,000 metric tons or 56,000 metric tons per quarter. So that is the liquid metal, and there will be some drop, 3% less, 3.5% less for arriving at the pig iron production. And we also consume pig iron in both the foundries, both at Koppal and Solapur, and also we sell pig iron to IOCL for the consumption in steel making. And in general, if I have to comment, iron and steel industry is under pressure with respect to margins. The coal prices have remained stable and high. Iron ore prices have gone up substantially in the last 1 year, almost like 2,000 rupees per ton of iron ore, and has impact of 1.6 times. So 3,200 is the impact on the pig iron. Whereas the pig iron prices have consistently come down, so almost like In 1 year, they have come down by 6,000 rupees, and that is the margin pressure we had during the last quarter, and it continues during this quarter as well. So, also, I think overall, because of the global demand for iron and steel is under pressure, as well as I think the supply chain from Ukraine and Russia, in my view, have got restored, whereas the demand has not restored. So because of that, currently, I think the supply is more supply in the market entirely in the iron and steel industry. Thank you very much for joining this call, and I'd be happy to take more specific questions from all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Pankaj Parab from Molecules Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible? Hello?
Yes, you are. You are audible.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is regarding the industry scenario, in particular for the tractor industry and MSCV segment. As compared to Q3, how the Q4 is going as well, sir?
Thank you very much. I think actually the Q4 for the tractor sector is the preparation for the season. Typically, April, May are the season for the tractor. If I look at the kind of demand which used to go up, I don't see that kind of demand going up. But if you ask me the schedule for the castings in January and then in February and March, they're better than December. And I'm not sure whether we will really see the seasonal pickup for the tractors and thereby the tractor castings. Will it come this year and how much will come? But the schedules are slightly better compared to December.
So there is a slight improvement as compared to Q3.
Yeah, compared to October, November, December, they have better.
And sir, how about the other auto segments apart from the tractor like MHCV and all
that? In case of KFIL, I would say all products. Other sectors have supported quite well. I would say that auto as well as off-highway, earth moving equipment, stationary engine, all have done, and that's why we still have a ray of hope that we can reach overall the kind of casting volumes what we did last year. If not growth, at least try and avoid the growth. So it's all because of the other sectors doing well.
Okay. And my next question is regarding the pig iron segment. So largely we are complete in terms of our mostly backward integration process for the pig iron segment. So what is stopping us to achieve 18-20% our target EBITDA margin? Is it a weak demand or weak realization, or is there anything else that we are missing on this?
I just mentioned we have done what is required to be done in case of pig iron manufacturing process to become cost competitive or achieve the level of productivity which support better cost structure. If at all anything left out, I would say that full and proper utilization of power plants connected to the cocoa, maybe there is still some delta X improvement possibility. Plus, we are not using PCI, which is also important in pig iron and steel making. And we are getting ready in this month of February itself. We will start with the pulverized coal injection. And both the power plants connected to the COCOON are running well. Having said this, basically the problem of margin is coming, if you look at iron ore prices, was the last 1 year, they have gone up by 2,000, which has an impact of 3,200 rupees, whereas coal prices have not dropped to the extent Pigarun has dropped. Pigarun has dropped by almost 6,000 rupees over the last 1 year prices. These two combined effect with generally when the commodity prices go down like Pigarun or even steel, then the coal prices should have fallen, but we don't see that. And that has impacted at least, if not more, by about $40, which also happens to be 3,500 rupees kind of impact on the Pigarun. So some of these set of conditions have to change for the improvement in the Pigarun margins.
So basically, the peak iron prices should improve going right. That's what I mean, I'm guessing.
I couldn't get your question.
So peak iron prices should sustain at this level. So there should be some increase in peak iron prices going right.
Yeah, a little bit improvement in the Pigarun prices, definitely. For example, the drop in the coal prices, which can come. For example, this year, typically the coastal-based Pigarun plant used to export Pigarun, and this year they have exported less by more than 1 million tons. And that's a big number for a small industry. And that definitely got dumped in the same market, and definitely we are fishing the same market, and it impacts. And during this, if you see last 9 months, there has been further problems in the European market, and Turkey imported less steel scrap, and India imported more steel scrap, and hence the lower prices. And not supported by the steel industry consumption. Overall impact also coming from the steel scrap as well as the steel industry. So many of the steel plants have also some amount of surplus Pigarun to sell instead of buying from Pigarun. So that's the scenario change. Thank you very much.
Quarter four onwards, we can save at least 60 tons of cooking coal by implementing PCI. Is that my understanding right? Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. The PCI will help us in bringing down the cost. It has starting the PCI in this month, this year end, and I think by June, July, we will also be ready with oxygen enrichment. I think together we get the full benefit. In that time, we get only the PCI benefit, which is less than the full benefit, yes.
Lastly, my question is on ISMC, sir. Sir, what is the volume ramp-up happening in tube segment as well as in the steel segment? Our target was to reach 1 lakh in tube, in steel segment particularly. How is that going up, sir?
We have progressed, and we will have growth on tube. Both in terms of volume and as well as in terms of value. Whereas in steel sales, as I mentioned, steel has gone down. I don't think we will have a major growth in steel. Whereas tube, we have grown.
That's the last data keeping question. Sir, what is the volume of sales of Pigarun to ISMC?
That has also come down. I don't have the exact figure. We'll work out and let you know. If you can quickly work out, we can give that figure later part of the conference.
Okay, yes.
Thank you, sir. I will join back in the queue. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pankaj.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for opportunity. Good afternoon. So my question is looking at another next 2 to 3 year, looking at our government policy and macros, and India becoming a little bit slowly, but manufacturing hub for CVs or bigger engines, earth moving equipment and all this. How you see and where you see the opportunity and how preparation we are making, what preparation we are making, what we are doing to capture those opportunities, if there is enough opportunity?
No, first of all, I believe I have also seen myself, any curve is not a straight line curve. We'll have ups and downs, and the conditions both conducive to our margins and volumes, as well as unconducive to our margins and volumes emerge, and we get affected. I still believe that our plans and programs remain intact. There will be increased overall demand for castings as well as sustained demand for the pig iron, though right now it is not that attractive, but I think it will be back, and we are working hard to also develop. Customers have requirement for castings, other castings. If you look at our customer base itself, other than the top four or five customers, remaining customers' volumes are so low, like 1%, less than 2%. We have huge opportunity to develop more castings. We couldn't do when our capacities were limited. So with the release of capacity, with all our Punjab capacity coming, we will be in a position to offer and develop more castings for our existing customers. And that should once again help us in terms of growing on the castings. And pig iron, as all of you know, over the next two and a half years, we would like to at least convert one blast furnace into steel to be used in Baramati for rolling into the tubes. So we are working for capacity enhancement in Baramati and rolling capacity enhancement in Jejuri, so that the 3.5 lakh ton of steel, which would be made bloom form in copper, will get absorbed into ISMT tube making, and gradually we continue to increase the sales of steel in the coming period. It's very important to note here that we can sell much more steel, but at certain price point. With the adverse condition of electricity consumption and the price in ISMT, our aggressive approach to sell more steel is limited because of the cost considerations. There's no point in selling below the with negative contribution. I think over the period our cost structure will change there, and we would be in a position to sell more quicker.
Right, sir.
Sir,
some more comment on the opportunity which is opening up from large side casting from India, because we are also planning to set up at Solapur the facility. I think Caterpillar is very keen to come to India for manufacturing base. So some comments on those lines will be very helpful.
No, the casting demand, I agree. It is in almost all segments. Large casting segment is one which has been growing very rapidly because of the wind doing well also, the windmill castings. And also the off-highway, the foundries, which happen to be less mechanized, and they are difficult to be made in Europe and America, and they are looking for the sources from India. And also even the smaller castings, the HTRN castings, there is increased demand both from Americas as well as the Europe. I would say that there are all kinds of castings and all kinds of foundries. We can't create or we can't make all types of castings. So, as you mentioned, we have decided that we will set up a large foundry, two-part foundry at Solapur. And right now, it's going a bit slow to manage the investment, but we are committed to bring that foundry capacity, and that will give us requisite volume on the large casting space.
Mm-hmm. So do you see
we still
change in opportunity
with the mill casting?
Sir, do you see any change in your opportunity judgment? That is the reason for delaying this large casting project, or you feel there is enough opportunity?
I did mention we are not giving up the large casting project. We are going slow just to ensure manage the cash flow and borrowing and loans. Nothing else. It will pick up as we improve the conditions.
Right. And sir, as always, you really, remarkably, we have turned around ISMT. So what else and what next projects and cost cutting are remaining and what we are doing, if you can a little bit qualitatively say about ISMT's steel and tube capability, cost cutting and all these things?
See, all the challenges and problems in ISMT, I think, are the opportunities for us. Very high power and fuel cost. We are still very high. And that's the opportunity. We have to go green. We are going to go, green energy. Not only just solar power plants, we are shortly commissioning 70 megawatt power plant in Maharashtra, which will give power to ISMT. We have finalized and going ahead with the second 70 megawatt power plant in line with our plan to go 210 megawatts of solar power plant, and it will be done in phase 1, 2, 3. And we also plan that at least 10 to 15 megawatt of wind. Now windmills generate double of what they used to generate earlier. So that will be to balance. You can say we will have about 75% of ISMT power consumption will be solar, and 13% of ISMT consumption would be wind. Together, you can say about 85%. This is a big push from our side to cut down the cost, to improve the contribution, as well as go green. And I'm sure that it will help us in producing green steel for. And similarly, we are working, we have a lot of work to do there, is how I can convert the fossil fuel for heating into electrical and then to green power. That's another area where we have both, we go green and also we cut down the cost. In the meantime, we are working for debottlenecking all those projects, those small projects, like additional building and tube handling facility, tube shifting facility. Those are small to medium-sized projects for debottlenecking. They are not yet commissioned, and they are in the process of commissioning. And we will continue this exercise in all the three locations, steel plant, the tube plant, Baramati and Nagar. In addition to that, we are also working how to start the project to roll more steel. So we typically sell the rolled steel and not the blooms. Blooms are used for making the tubes. So those are the opportunities, still a long way to go. And we are working, and you will see the effect and benefits of that coming from the increased production and sales of steel and tube. And also, the cost of manufacturing going down substantially, and you will also see we will be becoming greener and greener for steel and tube both.
Correct, sir. So my last question is to Mr. CFO, Mr. Srivatsan. Srivatsan, sir, this regarding ISMT, now we have during the March this shareholders meeting to approve the merger, and as per old plan, the 100 shares of ISMT will get 17 shares of Kirloskar Ferrous. So with this meeting, is there any scope to change this, the merger related any ratio, or that is already done and it cannot be?
No, it cannot be changed, sir. With that, we got all regulatory approvals. So with the same ratio, it will continue.
Right. And sir, just small question on ISMT only. We have standalone numbers and consolidated numbers. Consolidated profit in tube segment is substantially higher compared to any previous quarter. So any specific reason, sir?
Can you just repeat that question, sir?
Sir, our standalone profit in tube segment at ISMT, segmental profit, and in consolidated numbers, there is a big jump, almost 14-15 crore higher. So any specific reason for that consolidated numbers profit being higher in ISMT?
You are telling in consolidated it is lower, correct?
It is higher, consolidated.
I will just check and revert, sir.
Yeah, no problem, sir. Thank you and congratulations. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 questions per participant. Should you have follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. And the next question is from the line of Suman Kumar from NT Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
So can you speak later?
I think you are feeble.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yes. Sir, I just had one question that regarding, you know, in this quarter, all major steel makers have said that, you know, they felt the pressure of high coking coal. And I believe Kirloskar Ferrous also would agree on this. So considering the fact that, you know, in fourth quarter, we have the pulverized coal injection coming in. So can you just throw a little bit of light on what was the actual coking coal cost in 3Q? And considering the advantage of PCI coming in 4Q, where would the coking coal cost be for the next quarter?
See, this coking coal prices, what we consume or what we use is the blended. We make use of 4 types of coal. And if you look, I just mentioned that over the last 1 year, this blended coal price has gone up anywhere between $30 to $40 per ton of per ton of coal, and this is also a substantial impact. Dollar at 83 rupees. Looking at the iron and steel market condition, this should have at least gone back to the earlier level, dropped by $30, $40, $50, but it has not happened, so reasons unknown. And this impact will still be there. We will continue to make coke and we will continue to consume coke. But we will consume less coke, so we get the benefit on PCI. But we also expect that once we start using PCI with oxygen enrichment, we will produce more hot metal. So the coke, what we make, will get consumed and will continue to get consumed. But we will be consuming the PCI to an extent of, we expect overall about 100 kg per ton of hot metal in blast furnace 1 and 2 at Koppal will replace almost 90 or 100 kg of coke. To that extent, we save the cost because PCI coal is half of the price of coke. And there will be some cost involved, but we still save 40% of this 100 kg of coke.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Let me just squeeze in just one more question. That considering the fact that most of the cost improvement projects, be it installation of bellless top end furnaces or let's say PCI or oxygen enrichment, considering that almost all of them are, it can be said that they are on the verge of completion. So what would be the tentative capex number for next your financial year?
Yeah. The capex, I'll take straight from there. The capex depends on definitely our ability to innovatively develop new ideas, for higher productivity, lower cost reduction projects. I think we are more, as you said, on the pig iron side, foundry side, lot of projects have been already done. And if at all anything, they are related to Oliver foundry operationalization and PCI completion. Whereas if you look at, I just mentioned that we are looking at big opportunities in the area of green power and green steel. And naturally, we will have a big push with the cost coming down. It's very attractive. We will have 210 megawatts of solar and also expect at least 15 megawatts of wind. And I think for this purpose, we need almost about overall total capex of about 1,000 crores. Out of that, 275 is coming to almost completion. And as we complete this, I think the foundry, whatever we have invested, we will have to do the balancing investment, especially in the foundry 2 in Solapur and Oliver, but it will take some more time to do. And our next major project would be steel plant. And we will have the environmental clearance shortly, and we'll be starting that investment.
Thank you, sir. And if I just may just ask one more question to squeeze in. This is regarding the castings customer base. We're seeing that from FY19 onwards, the number of customers has increased. Like in FY19, as I can see, it was 21. But if we see then from FY22 onwards, we are stagnated. We're kind of stagnated at 26. So are we seeing the kind of flattening out of the total customer base? And what is the plausible thing there? Can it increase? Because it hasn't increased the last 2 years.
I think it is very important because we don't share that number next. I don't know. It's not a great idea to share publicly that numbers. Because I just mentioned that we have 26 customers, OEMs. Out of that, leaving 20 customers, we supply very little. Though customers have large requirements. So it is the time for us, our marketing team and our casting development team to work with these customers and increase the numbers or increase the share of business with them. I think that is the need of our, because we have almost covered most of the large OEMs which are relevant for us. We can add maybe 2-3 more, I don't say no, but maybe 3-4 more, but I think it's important to increase the share of business with them. I think there is opportunity and we are working on that.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Parab from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the next opportunity. Sir, my next question is regarding the volume side. So you just mentioned on casting side, there will be no growth on the casting side, but on the pig iron, we have full capacity available of 1.65 lakh metric tons. So what will be our margin for Q4 and for the whole year and next year guidance as well?
I think this year we are likely to reach 5 lakh 30 or something, liquid metal, not the pig iron, and we'll have to calculate the pig iron. And our own consumptions are about 25 to 30,000 tons. So we will have hopefully 1,65,000, somewhere around that for Q4. So we have already shown Q3 at 3,88,722 tons. So you can add to that 1,65,000. So we will be between 5 to 5.5 lakh ton of liquid metal. And the next year, we plan to run all these three furnaces. Market supporting, market should support us on the margins, basically. Full running, we will have hot metal production, even beyond 6 lakh ton. And close to 1.8 in Hiriyur and close to 5 lakh in phosphate. So between 6.5 to 7 lakh ton. So there is a big volume push coming as we don't have any stoppages. And we will, in the casting field, I expect that market should support and at least next year we should be once again be able to start the journey of ramping up the volumes in casting business.
Yes, sir. For the pig iron segment, there will be no stoppages at all. All our three furnaces will be running for the entire year.
Yes, yes. Big volume growth coming there.
Okay. And sir, on the tube segment, do we have any orders coming in from the oil companies or any customer in pipeline for oil companies?
No, I think we have been participating in tenders. We are winning tenders. Both on the volume and margin front in tubes is well supported by the oil and gas sector. And we are not only doing regular, but we have also started doing the premium couplings, which is at much higher price and margins. And we are progressing well. I think the area we have to progress is how do we make more tubes with the same mills with the deep bottlenecking. I think that is the area which will be a new challenge for us and which we will have to crack and be successful in ramping up the tube volume for the next coming 2-3 years. I think that is the real challenge as well as the opportunity for us.
Okay, and sir, one last data-keeping question from my side. Sir, what is the average cost of coking coal for Q2 versus Q3?
No, I have not looked exactly because quite often people compare last year versus this year. My focus was on that and I mentioned. But the prices Q2 to Q3 I don't have. But $30 to $40 is the increase over the last 1 year, December to December, January to January, like that.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir, for answering.
Thank you. Thank you, Pankaj.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devang Haria from Green Age Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So two questions. One was on the casting side that if the tractor industry, let's say, remains slow next year also, do you see that, from other sectors can make up for, the slowdown that is there in the tractor segment? Because as I see, the volumes and the realization per ton both have stagnated in our castings division.
I believe two things. So one is that we'll have to, whichever segment where there is good demand, we will have to push and sell more casting, develop more parts for our customers. The interest for Kirloskar castings continues and we'll have to capitalize on that. And industry support is a requirement and we have seen a few quarters back that all our capacities were absolutely short and demand was, say, like 50% more than what we could make. And from there, I think it has come to the other way around. It's more balanced now, whatever we are able to do. I think it's rather gone negative. I expect one is the industry pickup should come back and the other one is we will continue to develop the castings for the customers where we were able to give only 1 or 2% as a share of business. I think most of the customers want to see at least 5% as share of business of theirs with Kirloskar. So that is a great opportunity and we have to do hard work to sell more.
Right, sir. So, and second question is on the ISMT bit. That's the last 6-7 quarters now, we have reached that revenue run rate of 650 to 700 crores a quarter. Is it because we've reached that 14,000 tons per month, we are full on capacity and, before the debottlenecking happens, we cannot increase the sales here? Is that the case?
I think the first aspect is also quite important. I cannot push through more steel sales without pricing power. See, premium pricing power, pricing position sales in a bad market has limitation. In good market, it can still work, but not in the bad. So our steel sales have come down, and we are very clear, we typically refrain from selling with negative contribution for building for tomorrow. So I expect that even if we pass on some cost advantage to customers, we can correct as we progress on the green steel. And it will definitely give us some power to push sales, and it is required. I think other one is, you know, we have to definitely do whatever we could do without doing much. We have got the benefits of ISMT, but further, going further, whatever work we have done in the last 1.5 years, 2 years, that should complete some of the debottlenecking projects. We were short on non-destructive testing, ultrasonic, etc. We were short on heat treatment capacities. We were short on space in the shop floors to handle the tubes, which was bottlenecking the rolling mill. We have done some of them, and some are getting commissioned. Maybe it will take 1 or 2 quarters. After that, you can see the productivities and outputs going up, which should support us for the growth of both steel as well as tube volumes. Hello? Hello?
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, I thought I couldn't hear anything. Now I can hear you, yes.
Okay, sir.
I hope I answered the question.
Yes, sir. Sir, thank you very much. Sir, last question is that are we going to commission the solar, the first phase of the solar plant in ISMT this quarter? And would
yes.
that cost
yes.
saving start from this quarter itself?
Yeah, I think we will be commissioning in the month of March. And the benefit may start from, typically it takes 1 month to get the benefit.
Right.
We don't get 1 month benefit, though we will be pumping.
Right, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for your detail.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Pankaj. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreyansh from SG Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question was on ISMT, actually. Initially, when we did the acquisition, we mentioned that, you know, the power cost, we can increase margins up to 15-16% by saving on the power cost. But even without that, we are already there. So once we have these projects in place, should we expect another 5-6% increase in the margins there? Like, just trying to understand how much benefit you know, we would see in margins due to the renewable energy projects that you're putting for electricity.
I think in steel sales, we will have to give some benefit to the customer to increase the volumes. In tube, we will get the benefit on margin. But most of the power goes into steel. So all the customers are saying that they are paying this premium steel pricing, 2-3 rupees. And if we want more volumes, they would not like to give that premium. So we may have to pass on something to get into higher volumes of steel sales.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that was my question.
Overall, we'll still be benefited even if we pass on something. We get the volume benefit and we still retain some margin improvement coming out of the green power.
Got it. Okay. And my second question was regarding the iron ore mine, if there's any update on that.
I think we are quite hopeful. I can't say anything beyond being hopeful. That we will still commission before the close of this financial year.
Okay. All right. Got it. Thank you.
Many more approvals have come, but something is still left. But it will happen.
Okay. So that would potentially bring up our margins, because that's one of the, if iron ore prices just stay here.
That should give us, with one mine, 50 crore basis.
Sorry, 150 crore you said?
No, 50, not 150.
50, okay, got it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sangvi from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just have one question, and that's regarding actually Oliver Engineering, sir. If you can just give us some understanding, sir, in FY25, what can we expect from this asset, sir? I mean, we are looking at this asset as a expansion of our sales and also some customer base. So, I mean, what can we expect from this asset, sir, going ahead?
See, first of all, there are potentially 12 to 14 customers in the north for the blockhead and the housings, this kind of stuff. And there are hardly any suppliers. But what we are trying to see is, how do I get Oliver volume at Delta X, increase in my volume is what we are working. And we will try to get it as an additional benefit and not replace the capacity here to there. Second thing is, out of 12 to 14, at least get on board 5 to 6 customers in the next year. And if you ask me, it is aspirational in nature and not the plan immediately. Try to get 10 to 15,000 tons of volumes and starting the plant in the month of June.
Helpful, sir. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Sai. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Sarda from Athena Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, audible, Tushar.
Okay. Sir, I just wanted an update on merger with ISMC. Unfortunately, I couldn't find much details online. So what is the status, sir?
I think we are gearing up with all the shareholders meetings. Dates have been announced. Tushar, I think we are in the process. I think, to the best of my knowledge, I think April, May, we should be a merged entity.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chetan Phalke from Alpha Info. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, Mr. Gumaste, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is with respect to alloy steel plant. Let's assume we get a EC clearance soon. So from whenever we start the capex, so from zero date to commissioning of the plant, and from commissioning to the ramp up, I mean, can you just give some sense on the timeline? How much time will it take?
2 years plus one year.
Okay. So, and sir, whenever the ramp up happens, and let's say we achieve the full capacity utilization, what will be the impact on our external sales of pig iron? Because I think today we are selling more than 4 lakh tons as external sale. So will it drop below 2 lakh tons, 1.5 lakh tons? What kind of trajectory we are looking at when we hit the peak?
No, there are some strategies. The Hiriyur plant also can be upgraded to produce, say, 2.5 lakh ton. So all this is possible, but it all depends on the overall figure and market scenario, sometimes we feel that it's a continued requirement. We must serve the foundry, give them the foundry grade figure. But they are also cost-focused. They don't mind taking steel grade, adding ferrosilicon. Ferrosilicon is cheaper. So many things are there. We are closely watching, but I think 4 to 5 lakh tons will continue to sell figure, and we will, in the short or medium term, we won't be exiting that business unless we come up with the spun pipe or some other value adding, but or phase two of the steel plant. We are there with 4 to 5 lakh tons of figure till that time.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. And my second question, sir, with respect to the solar plant that we are putting in. So for whenever the full plant is commissioned, what kind of O&M or operation and maintenance expense we are looking at for the plant? Just want to understand on a full year basis.
Very, very small. There is no major, because see, the cleaning of the panels, we are putting the robots. I would say typically it has a security staff and two electricians per shift. It's nothing other than that. No major maintenance at all. That's what I've seen operating the plant over the last 4 years. But it still has some cost, few lakhs per month. The more the area, more the security camera. Now that is also becoming cameras and all that, but it still has some estate management cost, sometimes some grass removal, some manage. But very small in terms of paise. I think it's less than 5 paise per unit.
Okay. Got it. That answers my question. Thank you, sir, and wishing you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anshul, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Anshul, your line has been unmuted. Please ask.
Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yes. So, one of the questions, due to the PCI injection, can you, quantify what will be the benefit in the cost with the PCI coming in and in the oxygen enrichment, that we're expecting from June, July onwards?
No, I think what I mentioned is, to start without oxygen enrichment, we may be using 50-60 kg per ton of hot metal, and benefit is 40% of that on coke saving. And once we get into oxygen enrichment, then we can go up to 100-120 kg, and then the benefit will double. So we expect this a very potential cost saving area, and we can in today's conditions, because PCI is relatively cheaper compared to the prime coking coal, and it's very conducive for PCI, and benefit is very, very attractive. Paybacks are very low. We expect that it should to some extent help us in managing the margins. Yes.
Okay. And so another question is with respect to pig iron. So, sir, as we see the NSR in pig iron is the increase in NSR of pig iron is lower than the increase in NSR of casting. And volume-wise, if we look at the results, we are focusing more on the pig iron sales. So how do we make out, what is the margin increase that we look at when we look at the pig iron and the casting margin?
Currently, the pig iron margin is tremendously under pressure, and we have reached a kind of break-even levels. Very, very under pressure. Casting, only the impact is volume drop, whereas we have a mechanism of passing on the price and the foreign. So with that, we maintain the margin in casting. So if we, of course, produce more, sell more, we get more but the margin remains same. We may get some benefit with the higher volumes. That's all. Whereas the Pigaren business is open market. So the price is, what is the price for Pigaren today in the market? What is my cost? Nobody is concerned. So the Pigaren margins are under pressure because of that.
Okay. Just if you can also share some insight on the margins between the pig irons and castings as products.
See, we consider this as a integrated, and typically we don't, internally we have it, but typically we don't publish that. But all of you know how to calculate, and you can arrive at it. Because today, you know, the margins are under pressure. We have come to a stage of like, the gross margin of 2,000-3,000 rupees, which is like our fixed cost.
Okay. 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 Thanks.
I think that answers. I don't have the exact numbers to tell you, and it is changing every month. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As that was the last question, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Perfect timing. I think we have 1 minute before 5. I think thank you very much. I think for your interest and support. I think it gives me also a lot of confidence and lot of support in terms of all of you continued interest in KFIL, and we look forward. I look forward that maybe after a couple of quarters things should improve and we will have interesting numbers to present, as well as the growth coming back once again. And currently, I would only like to add that we are continuing with most of the, or almost all the projects which are essential for driving the cost down, as well as driving the productivity and production increase. And with that comment and note, I would like to close by thanking all of you for joining. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of NT Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you very much.